As the beloved, precious, mighty cosmic presence known to us, as beloved, mighty hope speaks her heart to us, we offer our love, our gratitude, our obedience, and just ask her to hold us so close in the victory of her own heart's flame that there cannot touch us anything but her sacred fire of eternal perfection. Beloved of my heart, let us enter tonight deep within the understanding of what the feeling of hope is. Within life, within the mind, within the feeling, within the consciousness of all that lives. For tonight, I hope you will realize how wondrous is the outpouring of life itself, how wondrous life itself is. And I want you to feel and to realize deeply tonight that hope is an activity of the great central sun magnet that will ever draw all life back into the perfection of the light that ever radiates forth from the great central sun. And that is why within life, in all life, there is always a feeling, a hope, a desire for something, some power, some activity of life that will raise life out of distressing conditions and out of limitation until life is free everywhere from human creation. There is always the magnetic pull in the feeling world within life that somewhere in the universe is a power to draw the individual out of conditions that have caused distress. And so hope springs eternally within the human heart, within the eternal flame in the heart of the physical body. It springs eternally from within the flame of the seven mighty Elohim in the forehead. And so, within life itself is ever the upreaching desire to connect with the greater life, a greater power, something that will raise the lesser into the greater. And so, since that feeling also is concerned with the desire for freedom, you must realize that there is some gigantic power from the great central sun anchored within all life that it keeps it aware of a raising action to which it can call or reach and receive the power that lifts all out of distress and out of human shadows. Even in the darkest conditions in which mankind has bound themselves, still there is a hope that some being or some power or some force will someday, sometime, somewhere lift them into freedom. And every bit of that desire, all the power of that feeling, all the pull of the feeling of the outer self to reach for help is an activity of the great central sun magnet. And so what you call hope is, after all, the eternal, raising, ever-expanding love within the life from the great central sun that constantly draws upon all life to raise it into the fulfillment of its great divine destiny and plan of eternally expanding perfection. So when you say, well, I hope so and so, you really mean you desire that something good will come to the assistance of someone who needs encouragement. And tonight I want you to feel that there is a cosmic focus and concentration of the sacred fire from the great central sun, intensifying that feeling of hope, which it is my privilege to radiate to the mankind of this world, to life everywhere, at which I continually pour forth into the feeling world of those who are searching for the light, to those who are upon the pathway of light, to those who are caught in the shadows and know not which way to turn. It is my privilege, my joy, my great service to life, to pour forth the flame of my feeling of the great central sun's raising power to all life. So when you begin to hope something good is coming to you, and you hope someday to be free from distress, will you intensify your desire for that greater purity and perfection by accepting and calling into outer use my cosmic flame of the feeling that brings the fulfillment of your hope? Will you use my feeling to lift you higher? Thank you, precious ones. So sometimes when struggle weighs heavily upon you, stop a moment and realize I am pouring you the love that is strength within you to expand your desire to be free from it, until the intensity of that pressure and hope and desire have drawn you out of it. It is within your own desire that the pressure of the power, the pressure of the energy, the raising activity must be exerted to lift you out of conditions in which you have become enmeshed. And my love to you at that time, through your call for my cosmic flame of eternal hope, will bring in and around you, the intensifying feeding and encouragement and strength of that desire until the power is great enough to snap the pull of destructive conditions upon you, until you free yourselves from the limitations that have bound you for centuries. Now, many of these limitations are simply habits established in your mental and feeling world of accepting conditions of limitation because the mass of mankind accept them. But we want you to rise above that. And instead of accepting the old race habit of the rest of mankind, that you just can't get out of a condition, we want you to exert the cosmic flame of the raising power of the great central sun magnet's love that loves light so greatly that it continually pulls upon all the life in this world that has been bound in human shadows. And when you call forth my cosmic flame of eternal hope with the command that its great central sun magnet power increase and snap all connection with the discordant conditions from which you wish to be free, try to see that great blazing presence of a sun above you whose light rays pouring down and around you draw upon you, enfold you, and raise you out of connection with all that is unpleasant, all that is limiting, all that is wrong. Because, my dear ones, you must turn away from a condition if you're ever going to be freed from it. You cannot be free from a condition and stay within it. So long as it is in touch with your life, it will produce an effect upon your life. But when you turn away from it, your life energy flows where your attention is held. And when your life stream begins to flow to the great central sun magnet's love, it immediately begins to draw you up into itself. And if you are drawing your energy there, that which has been of human distress is going to be forced to let go of you. Now, I want you to apply this in the breaking up of old habits that are destructive. When you wish to be free from habits that have been distressing you for a long while, and you decide, you really decide to be free from them, then take your stand with your mighty I Am presence and ask it to possess and control you so completely that old human habits can no longer exist in your energy or your world. And ask the hand of the presence to by its own cosmic authority and use of the cosmic sortable flame to cut away every habit that holds you connected with discord. And if you will ask your mighty I Am Presence to cut away those habits, and then, this is your secret, turn your attention away from them and hold your attention to the great central sun magnet. Every time the habit tries to gain your attention, if you look away and hold there, and ask the mighty I Am Presence with its sortable flame to annihilate the habit, you will find yourselves rising, rising, rising out of everything that has ever been of human struggle and human distress or human dislike. If you will but turn away from these things, you will not have the struggle. But you cannot be free from a thing by allowing the attention to be held upon it and constantly feeding your energy and life into it to tie it to you, because the attention directs your life energy there. So in order to be free from anything, it doesn't make any difference what it is. If it be destructive, you must turn your attention to your mighty I Am Presence and to one or more activities of the sacred fire. Now, when you call forth the cosmic fire of fiery Christ control, a flash from any ascended being or your higher mental body, a flash, a flame, can go through all the energy of the emotional body, your whole feeling world, and still the turmoil, and dissolve and consume the substance. Now your violet consuming flame must be drawn into outer action, constantly in use so long as you are in this octave. So long as you're unascended, the violet consuming flame must be kept in constant action. That is your insulation against destructive conditions, and it continually purifies and raises the vibratory action of the outer self. But the attention must go to the mighty I Am Presence and carry your love there before the sacred fire can be set into action down here to fulfill your call for your freedom. So, since I am hope, I hope you will keep your attention there and your love to your mighty I Am Presence. Will, I assure you, keep you filled with all the power of a great central sun magnet that will allow every constructive desire to draw the power of its fulfillment in this world, which does keep you disconnected from the struggle of the past. And it is worth every effort you will ever make in the outer to turn away from that which is discordant and hold yourselves in the victory of the heart flame of your beloved I Am Presence under the great central sun magnet. And if you will call to me for my flame of cosmic love, that will always fulfill every hope of the outer self, you will not find much struggle left. Your struggle will be a thing of the past, because the sacred fire of the presence of my love with you fulfills your hope that you may be free. So, blessed ones, it's not so difficult to free yourselves from distressing conditions as it sometimes seems to be. And I want to bring you that hope tonight. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now let us apply this to the nation. If you will call the power, the full sacred fire power of the great central sun magnet to blaze its fiery Christ victory without limit into the feelings of the people of the nation and fire them with a determination to be free from the destructive forces, then we can amplify that and it becomes a raising power within the people. But it also strengthens and fires and expands the determination in the people to arise into the God dominion of your government and the God control of all within your borders. There must come that power of the great central sun sacred fire love that releases such determination to free life from human discord and limitation, that expands in a cosmic onrush and sweeps away that which has so long tried to make mankind believe that it possessed and ruled everything. I am bringing you the hope tonight of the great central sun magnet flame of all-controlling fiery Christ power that awakens the people, awakens within the people this determination to seize their own cosmic authority and power of the sacred fire and exert it until destructive forces are forced into annihilation. And then you will know what those words mean. In God we trust. If you trust in your mighty I Am presence, surely your hope is there. If you trust the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, then draw the great central sun magnet's flame here that it may forever illumine, awaken, and raise the people within your land who acknowledge and accept God to release the determination which is a sacred fire that shatters the hordes of evil who have sought to desecrate your land and that which is within your borders. Know this, my loved ones. Dictator after dictator, down through the centuries, has thought to rule the world. And those individuals haven't even begun to master themselves. So if they can't rule the little self, How could they rule the world with many selves within it? It's their own conceit that blinds them to the law and the hand of life that creates all in infinite space. It is self-hypnotism by the selfishness of supreme egotism. And of all the times the sinister force has said it was going to destroy mankind and the world, every time that wave of human creation has been annihilated by the cosmic fiery Christ that is master of all in the universe. And so shall it be again. Destructive forces are riding to their final annihilation, and when they begin to exploit their egotism, they are very near their end. We might just as well hurry the end a little bit. Thank you, precious ones. You know, this is the age of speed, so we might just as well increase it considerably this year. Everything's going faster, you know. More ways than you dream. And so as we call forth now the cosmic fiery Christ, hope and control in all outer physical action, you will see some very important changes take place, and I am sure your hope will expand in leaps and bounds. And you will go forward to your victorious attainment with very much greater speed, greater ease, and greater joy. So the great central sun magnet is the source of hope, my dear ones. And it's love, which is the fiery Christ, can at any time expand its flame in and around you all until your own beloved I Am presence releases all the force it wants to manifest out here in order to control all conditions completely. So try to remember the great central sun magnet's mighty service in the universe, its mighty miracle love that draws all into greater and greater perfection, and its mighty sacred fire that is ever ready to be drawn into outer conditions by your love and your call to your mighty I Am presence and the great central sun magnet, until you become the hope of the world, because the light has been allowed to fill you and your world, and has cut you free from the discord and the human creation in which the rest of mankind are still enmeshed. So it is your responsibility to draw the power of the great central sun magnet in and around yourselves, and make yourselves the example that brings hope to the rest of mankind. For when they see you free, they will know there is a way to become free. And then you can help them to understand how they too can make the application by which they arise and go unto the Father. So, blessed ones, when you turn away from the things that are of evil and you go unto the Father, your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, the sacred fire begins to surge. That which has bound you for centuries is either completely cut away or dissolved gradually until it drops away from your life streams. And you realize the hope of freedom has become the reality of eternity. And so go forward from tonight. Remember to love your mighty I Am presence in the great central sun magnet, and call the sacred fire of its love, its hope, and its freedom in and around you all to draw your attention there until the full perfection of your freedom is here for eternity, and you can give it to all life wherever you abide. Then your light becomes the hope of the world. And where the light is, freedom can always come. On that mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, by the cosmic magnet of its love, draws its own heart flame in each one up and in to its eternal freedom and fulfillment of the great divine plan of its everlasting perfection. Go there and call forth the great central sun's sacred fire, hope, and love, and freedom to life. And let the cosmic law cut you free from the shadows forever. I commend you to your enjoyment and use of its great cosmic presence and fiery Christ love that sets you free and is the hope of the world. I am ever at your service through your calls, and my love shall ever set you free. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Mighty Hope, for all the blessings and encouragement you've given us tonight. And we hope you will stay very close with us and we very close with you until the fullness of the great central sun magnet's love has raised us all to freedom for eternity. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such power of that sacred fire from the great central sun magnet that it does draw upon all and raises all out of the shadows of human creation for eternity. And we thank thee. And beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the victory of your own heart's flame and hold command for eternity. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, Mighty Hope. And to you, beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us all in your visible, tangible, sacred fire presence, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the great cosmic flame of hope from the great central sun magnet, may its fiery heart raise all into his perfection and freedom for eternity. Now we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I am prayer. Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Don of Virginia. Our beloved staff. Our beloved messengers. All our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants. All other group leaders and I am students throughout the world. And our own beloved United States of America. And the three Americas too. Forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have, and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I'm presence, and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame from the great central sun. Let it take its dominion and raise all to its heart of freedom for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this null of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activities of the sacred fire necessary to bring the cosmic Christ victory of fiery Christ control into all of this world and hold command for eternity. And we thank you.